This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in the UK, time to talk about the Queen or Queens. The first ever gay royal wedding has been announced. This is actually quite exciting.
It is wonderful news.
Lord Ivar Mountbatten opened up about his sexuality in 2016 after a decades-long struggle. And later this summer, UK time, the royal, who is the cousin of the Queen and the great-nephew of Earl Mountbatten of Burma, he will wed his long-term partner, James Coyle, who was by his side when he revealed that he was gay.
And if you haven't heard, this comes after weeks after another royal wedding.
That's right, which was Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who tied the knot at Windsor Castle. And they've been quite open about their support for LGBT rights.
Yeah, during the ceremony and also meeting with LGBT activists from across the Commonwealth beforehand as well.
Yeah, so a bit of rainbow colours coming through. The pair will wed at a private chapel in Devon in front of their close family and friends, including Mountbatten's three daughters from his previous marriage.
And I love that he said he has encountered no backlash at all over the planned union, including from his extended family.
Yeah, I bet everybody's itching to get a seat there. He says, all my good friends have accepted James. I basically told everybody I found somebody. It's a bloke. And they all started laughing. We love it. The 55-year-old royal said he wasn't entirely comfortable with his sexuality, but it doesn't quite sit comfortably with him, but he accepts that he was born that way.
Yeah, and yeah, it's another thing, you know, people debate weddings or not, and he decided he'd get married again because it's important to his partner.
He's never
been married.
Yeah.
Now, is Tunisia on the verge of decriminalising homosexuality?
Ooh, this is exciting.
This could be huge news. So Tunisia might reconsider its ban on homosexuality after a special committee recommended it to the president. Currently, the North African country criminalises gay sex, where it carries a jail sentence of up to 3 years. But the country has an Individual Freedoms and Equality Committee set up by the current president to recommend changes to individual freedoms. And this is one of the changes they've recommended in this big report they've just submitted.
So they've submitted their final report. It includes scrapping Article 230 of the Penal Code, which criminalises gay sex. And the committee said that the state and society have nothing to do with the sexual life amongst adults. Therefore, they've recommended removing this this penalty under their laws in Tunisia.
Yeah, so it does, however, recommend the government drop the penalty to a fine. So it's not like...
it's not completely out the door.
Yeah,
but Human Rights Watch has already called this a potential huge breakthrough. They've said even if this doesn't come about immediately, it's sowing the seeds for change, which is badly needed in that region.
Yeah. And, of course, the report includes other things like rights for women and getting rid of
basic
the death
human
penalty.
Rights, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Possible steps ahead there. Across to Kenya, where a very unlikely pride parade has taken place inside a refugee camp. Now, this has happened at the Kakuma refugee camp, which is home to many LGBT refugees who have fled other countries, primarily Uganda.
Just across the border.
Yeah, you've got a life sentence if you are gay or found to be gay in Uganda. There were rainbow flags on parade. One transgender refugee said, I'm really happy. I feel like I'm with my family and I'm very happy for it. We've posted the photos and a video on our Facebook page. If you go to W3Joy, you can have a peek at Refugee Pride.
Fabulous. And finally, a designer has given the Pride flag an inclusive makeover. So I would always... yeah, the Pride flag is
quite
inclusive.
So this is the six-colour Pride flag is no longer six colours.
Mm. They've rebooted the pride flag to make it more inclusive by adding a five-coloured chevron to represent queer people of colour as well as the transgender community. So you can see this on our Facebook page if you want to have a quick look at the flag now.
And it's already getting comments. We'll come back to those.
Yeah, Daniel Quasar, who identifies as queer and non-binary, has made over the six-coloured rainbow flag, saying he added a five-striped arrow to reflect all aspects of our community. The design builds on a version used by the City of Philadelphia in June last year, which added black and brown stripes to the top of the flag to include LGBT people of colour.
And he's also saying that the black and brown stripes represent those people living with HIV and AIDS.
Okay.
It also includes the colours of the transgender pride flag, which was already designed back in 1999.
Yeah, so that's the white, pink and light blue. And he said the initial idea was important because it felt like I could bring something to the table when it came to the way the flag was shifting within the community.
So we're putting it out to you callers to let us know, do we need a new pride flag? Do we need to be more inclusive? Do we keep adding colours? Do we add all the colours?
Yep.
Does it ever end? I don't know. You must have opinions on this one. 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au.
Now, in brief, Ireland's former President Mary McAleese has said she plans to march at Pride for the first time with her gay son and his husband.
In the Ukraine, 3,500 people have marched in Kiev Pride, surrounded by 2,500 police, following five hoax bomb threats that were received prior to the event.
The USA's federal court has again denied the Trump's administration's trans military ban.
And you heard it there in the 7 o'clock news. The World Health Organization has announced it finally no longer classifies being transgender as a mental disorder. And that is a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.